Well, turn your Bibles anyway to Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28. And we're going to see what the Lord says in there to us this morning. Deuteronomy 28. You know, because I am learning so much as I go back and read myself. You know, you rediscover it, and that's what it should be. The Bible is not a boring book. You just gotta follow what God says. That's all. It's very exciting. And you'll begin to discover, you know, I didn't know as much as I thought I knew. And then you'll learn something about God and how much he wants to bless you. Look at verse 1, chapter 28, verse 1. Now, this is where God is commanding the blessing upon them. And how many of you know the blessing has already been commanded upon us? And he gave them some strict guidelines in order to please him. Now, see, in the dispensation of grace, sometimes we can become kind of careless in how we handle God, especially the tithes and the offering. And this is what you had to be warned against, is not handling the tithes and offering right. You shouldn't present to God something you have not already believed and prayed over and present to him, and it is your best. It's always a 10%, and your offering should be the best that God put in your heart. See, we got to get out, okay, I'm rushing in here, and I'm going to pull out something. I ain't bring no money with me. All I got is this right here. See, you weren't thinking about God. You didn't come prepared for God to talk to you. You certainly didn't let him talk to you at home because you came unprepared here. And he had strict guidelines about the tithes and the offering. And then he told them, so he commanded the blessing upon them. Look at verse in verse 2. And he says, look at verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. So now that promise is still into effect. Are we still the descendants of Abraham spiritually? Yes, we are. So this is still in effect. These promises have not disappeared. Every promise you read in Deuteronomy is still intact. Now, how we approach God changed, because we no longer have to sacrifice bulls. Aren't you happy about that one? You ought to just come to church for that reason alone. You don't have to sacrifice a bull or a pigeon. You don't have to go to an altar and cut and shed all that blood yourself. You ought to be happy for that one. See, our approach to God changed because now God is in us. But what he required of them in relation to how they handle him, that never changed. They were supposed to come reverently before God with the tithes and offering. And you see, as you read, they had cereal offerings, they had heave offerings, they had all kinds of offerings, they had the sin offering, they had all kinds of offerings. But then when it came to the devoted thing, the tithe, God said, we can't make no substitutes. You can redeem a lot of things in those other offerings. You read it. But when it came to the devoted thing, he said, you cannot substitute. The 10% must be the 10%. Oh, I know. I know you've been taught something different, but that's not Bible. And God, and Jesus didn't change that. Jesus said he's the high priest over the tithes and the offering. You read Galatians and the book of Hebrews. Jesus is the high priest over the tithe and the offering. So it did not switch, in case you didn't know. He didn't change the amount. A lot of people say, of course, you can always do more. But the tithe means 10. And somebody said, well, that's the minimum you ought to be doing. Well, when it comes to the tithe, that's all you can do is 10%. Everything over that is the offering. Now, it can be a sacrifice offering. It can be an offering of gladness or joy, however you want to name that. But it's an offering above that 10%. Okay. So we see where God intended for his people to be blessed. And I learned something, that God wanted to use them to be influencers. How many of y'all know about YouTube influencers? They influence you every day because somebody watching YouTube 24/7 is always on. Why? You have influencers up there that influence you how to decorate your house. Like you don't really know. See, you know, you learn how to do this. And you got people to show you how to count your money. You got people to show. They're influencers. What God intended for the church to be the influence in the earth. This is why he set us apart and made us rich. Because we're supposed to be the influencers, not the beggars. Not the welfare recipients. We are supposed to be the influencers and set the pace for how the world goes. We're going to get there. We're getting there because I'm telling you, it's got to be that for Jesus to return. Come on, stand to your feet.